Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is the breaking news, Crowder and Solana. I know everybody was kind of paying attention. Mike McDaniel has his Monday press conference that's just happened. David Fiorones in the Sun Sentinel tweets out, Mike McDaniel told reporters in Miami Gardens, Tua Tagovailoa remains the starting quarterback for the team. So that change isn't going to happen. And by the way, if your boss and your owner preach patience and stand by you, who would you be to not preach patience and stand by your man, Tua Tagovailoa? But this is a terrible cycle to be in.
I was gonna say,
but it is what it is.
So just get your ass kicked over and over. Everything stays the same. No adjustments, no anything.
Well, that seems to be the plan. I'm not down with it. But that seems to be the plan. No matter how far it sinks, nothing is changing. Because don't tell me that some cursory change on the offensive line or you know what I mean? Like, don't tell me some cursory change is going to be the big change. You know, oh, Ollie Gordon's inactive. That's how, you know, it's like, all right, give me some meat and potatoes. Like, don't throw me a little corn niblet special on the side and tell me that that's the big change to the menu. Here's just a couple other notes from David Fiorones. Mike McDaniel said, we need to fix things and fast. Everyone, including myself, especially me. Quinn Ewers had mentioned as the backup quarterback being week to week between him and Zach Wilson. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said the same moments ago. This is now a week-to-week competition between Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers to be the backup. And Mike McDaniel, David Fiorones tweets, said his conversation with Dolphins owner Stephen Ross had to do with the game itself. So if you think they had some sort of grand conversation about coaching and ideas and where the organization is headed, that doesn't seem to be the case. It seems like they had a small conversation about the game itself.
It wasn't small. I based on somebody I talked to who was there, Stephen Ross was in that coach's locker room after the game for a lot longer than he normally is. A lot longer. That was a conversation after the game.
But I wonder what that means. Is he normally in there for 5 minutes?
Right.
Like the cursory visit, and then it's 15 minutes, which however long he was in there, I don't think it was enough time to solve anything.
Maybe he had bad guts. That's why he was calling those plays. He was trying to get it over with.
Or he didn't want to see anyone else. He's like, hey, coach, I'm going to hang out in here for a while because I don't want to see anybody.
With that Quinn Ewers thing, I'm 42. I played football since I was 9, watching it now for, 30 plus years. Solana, you're, 20 plus years of football. Hawk, 72 years you've been
watching.
You're
going to do this again? You're going to do this all day long?
But no, I'm messing around.
You're on thin ice, buddy.
When is the last time at any level you're evaluating in week 7 who the backup quarterback
is? That's crazy, right? And I identified that as such a big problem last season, which they knew was a problem last season. And now they're 7 weeks in. And again, this doesn't mean spit, but they're 7 weeks in, like you said, and they don't know who their better backup quarterback is?
If it's Zach, if it's Quinn, we're in a worse situation, even with Tua throwing three interceptions. But just it just kind of adds to the narrative of the dysfunction in Miami. Tua with the player-only meetings, McDaniel with the people missing meetings last season, and now just think about, you talk about embarrassing Ross. Think about the other teams. They're sitting there listening to this too. Oh, the Dolphins don't know who's better between Zach and Quinn right now? This is crazy talk, man. This talk about dysfunction. This is crazy talk. There is no way I've ever been on a team where I don't know who's – if Chris Leak got hurt, I knew who was going in. Right. If Cleo Lemon got hurt, I knew who was going in. Oh, Tua's out? Is it Quinn or is it Zach? That's crazy to be on a team with that dysfunction. I got to call it what it is.
I think there's – way better examples of dysfunction than this, only because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't this what you do with a seventh round pick? You draft him, you take a flyer on him, and you hope that, hey, he comes in and he proves something to you. He impresses you. And Crowder, maybe over the past couple weeks, he's shown you he's matured in practice reps, and he's shown you that he's actually good enough to be at this very moment quarterback.
But then you don't do a big thing about how we identified Zach Wilson as the guy who we want
you
to back up to. This is, to me, smacks of the offensive line conversation. Oh, you guys are more worried about it than we are, and it was terrible. You made a big show of we hand-picked Zach Wilson because they watched what happened when Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley came in. We hand-picked Zach Wilson, and now you're saying, well, we probably didn't need to do that because Quinn Ewers is just as good, or maybe Zach Wilson is just as bad. Or
I'm with you. I'm not saying that this is a shining light on Mike McDaniel and that this is a silver lining. I'm just telling you, Zach Wilson was coming in as a reclamation project, and maybe they thought, hey, there could be shades of a Baker Mayfield. There could be shades of numerous examples around the NFL. Maybe that's what they thought, and now 6 weeks in, they're looking at a quarterback who, you know what, probably just isn't that good, and why not give the guy that we drafted the opportunity over him, considering the circumstances of you're entering that game 1-5, Crowder. Like, the point of Zach Wilson was, hey, you're battling for a playoff position. Tua's out for a game because his rib gets hurt or he breaks his finger on his throwing hand. You need your quarterback, your backup to come in. Zach Wilson won game and win you that game. But at this point in the season, Zach Wilson doesn't matter. You don't want him to come in and do anything. You'd rather go to the young guy that you drafted and give him the reps.
But no. If you say that, I'm with you. It was presented as it's week to week for them to figure out who gives them a best chance of scoring a touchdown on a given possession. What the hell were they doing in camp? What the hell were they doing in OTAs? He got drafted in what? When was the draft? May? June? July? In August? You still don't know who gives your team a better chance to score a touchdown or get in field goal range? It sounds crazy. And to be honest, what quarterback? Because somebody last week was Dylan Gabriel. One of those guys have to be the scout team guy. You're watching him run a scout team card? Oh, man, he threw that Browns route real nice. He might be better than Zach Wilson. I see what you're saying with what does it help your team to put Zach Wilson in. I understand your narrative. Let the young guy get some burn. See if he can play at this level. I fully understand you. From the organizational standpoint, how do you not know who you're going to put in if Tua – I don't even want to put injury on him. If Tua tears his foot, his shoe breaks, and he has to miss a snap.
No, just keeps playing the way that he's playing. Then you're going to – I mean, you're going to have to make a move.
Think about that. Blitz. Boom. Tua's down. He's holding his ribs. Hey, who's going in? Zach or Quinn? What are you talking about? You don't know your backup quarterback. I've never heard of this in my life. I didn't even hear him say this dumb stuff today. It sounds crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.